This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. Great to see everybody. And we have a fantastic topic today. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph brings a statement of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the name of Rav Yochanan. If you're Mekadesh a woman, Al Tanai, and you lived with her, you do not need a get. Because the Tanai was unfulfilled, and the Tanai is Mavatel the Kedushin. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's nephew asked that we know Chalitza Muta'as is a good chalitza. What's chalitza mutas? Where you say, give her chalitza on condition that she gives you 200 zuz. To which the Gemara says, we see that if you do a maisa, the tanai is batal. Here too, when you make a tanai in the kedushin and then there's bia, the tanai should be batal. To which his uncle said, are you asking a good question? What's the source of tanaim, dimnei gad u'mnei ruvein? In the situation of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I will give you, if you fight ahead of your brethren, I will give you Eretz Yisrael. But if you do not fight ahead of your brethren, then I will not give you Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if you want the Eivor LeYarden, if you want the portion of land, if you want that share that you've been eyeing, if you, Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, would like the Transjordan, then you have to go fight ahead of your brethren. If you do not fight ahead of your brethren, I will not give you Eretz Yisrael. I will not give you the Eivor LeYarden. Now in that situation, Moshe Rabbeinu's Maisa of giving Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein the Eivor LeYarden was able to be done through a shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, did do it through a shliach. He gave Eretz Yisrael, he gave the Eivor LeYarden, the Transjordan, to Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, through a shliach. So, since the source of stipulations of Tanaim is Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, so then only a Tanai would help in something that you could do the Maisa through a shliach, like by Moshe Rabbeinu. But by Chalitza, where you can't do the Maisa through a shliach, because she has to remove his shoe, in such a situation, a Tanai is invalid. That's what the Gemara says, that it's not because the Maisa is Mavata the Tanai. No, there's a totally different reason for that. The reason is because there's a totally different reason. The reason here is because the Tanai is not a good Tanai because it's in a Maisa that cannot be done through a Shliach. Okay? That is the Gemara. That the source of Tanaim is Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, and since that's the source of Tanaim, therefore, it has to be something that it's Efshar Al Yedei a Shliach. Okay. Now, comes Tosfos. And Tosfos says something very important. Tosfos, the second Tosfos asks, here, let me get it up on the screen here. Tosfos asks, Tanai, the efshel kiyumi aydei shliach, v'im toimar, umas svara yesh kan. What logic is there here? Deloi gamrinan mehasam, we don't learn out from the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, ela le'inyin mashu svara, only what's logical. Dehaloi alfinan mehasam, we don't learn out from there, Deloy Mahani Tanai, that a Tanai doesn't help, Ella Benasinas Karka, only by giving land. In other words, Tosfos is asking that the fact that the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein is the paradigm of a Tanai, there has to be a logic for it. It's not Gzeres HaKasuf. If it was Gzeres HaKasuf, we should say, well, just like Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein was a Tanai in giving land, so too, maybe you should only be able to make a Tanai when you give land, but not by marriage. But we don't say such a thing because there's no logic for that. So what does that teach us? That teaches us there has to be a rationale and a logic behind what we're going to glean from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein. Because we only learn out from there what's logical. We don't learn out from there that a Tanai only helps when you give land. So that shows that Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein is the a paradigm of a Tanai, provided that there's a logic for it. So what logic is there that a Tanai only helps in a situation where you can make a shliach on the Maisa? So listen to what Tosfos says. V'yesh loymar dahainu taima. This is the logic. D'hoil v'hamaisa kol kach biyadai. Since the act is so much in your control, sheyachal lekaimai ayide shliach, that you could fulfill it through a shliach, svarahu, it's a logic, sheyehe k'moy kein biyadai, that it should likewise be in your control, l'shavuyeh beitanai, to make a stipulation. Ava chalitza, she'ein biyadai lekaimai ayide shliach. Chalitza, where you can't do it through a shliach, loy hava biyadai nami lemirmei beitanai, so you don't have as much control to make a tanai. And therefore, v'afil lo yiskayim atanai, even if the tanai is not fulfilled, yia hamaisa kayam, the act would remain standing. U'mishom hachsvara moidu kulei ama, because of this compelling logic, everyone agrees. Tebeinon she'efshar l'kayimai ayidei shliach, that you need to be able to fulfill it through a shliach, dumya d'mnei god u'mnei ruvein. The requirement of, let's say, tanai kafel, that we know Rav Meir holds, you need a tanai kafel, that logic is not so compelling. So there's an argument, do you need a tanai kafel or not? But regarding, do you have to be able to do it through a shliach in order to make a tanai? There's a compelling logic to that. What's the compelling logic? That what does a tanai mean? A tanai means I could control when and how this thing should be effective or not. Well, we only will give you that license to control how effective it should be if you have enough control that you could ask someone else to do it. But if you can't ask someone else to do it, then you should not be able to control how it is made. Okay, that's the logic of Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua questions the rationale of this Svar of Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua says that it's Ibcha Mestabra. The Pnei Yeshua says just the opposite. Pnei Yeshua says, Onias Daiti Zu Asvar Tumua Yoisar. That this Svara is perplexing. Because the more the act is in your hand, the more you shouldn't be able to make a Tanai. Think about it. The fact that I control the Maisa means it's more of a Maisa. So if it's more of a Maisa, then lo yasi dibur mevatel maisa. So I should say the Tanai doesn't work. I mean, Pnei Yeshua says, if I could control the act by making a shliach, that means it's a real Maisa. The more of a Maisa it is, the less likely you should be able to make a Tanai in it. So therefore the Pnei Yeshua says the opposite. V'luli she'ene kedai, if not for the fact that I'm not worthy, la'achriya svarasam, I would say the opposite. That if it's a maisa that I could do through a shliach, it's not a maisa gomor. A maisa gomor you can't do through a shliach? So if it's not a maisa gomor, then Tanai comes and it could be mevatel it. If I can't do it through a shliach, if I could do it through a shliach, it's not a real maisa. A real maisa, you can't ask someone else to do for you. Because anytime a maisa is toloi in your guf, you can't do it through a shliach. Oh, it's a maisa gamur. I can't make a tanai. Delayasi dibor mevatel lemaisa. A dibor can't be mevatel lemaisa. Mashein kein heichad efshay de shliach. But if it's something like giving Eretz Yisrael, which is not a real maisa, I could ask someone else to do with it. Do it for me. Ein kan maisa gamor, so I can make a tanai. So let's contrast Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua. Tosfos learns. Being able to make a shliach demonstrates bailus, control. So if I can make a shliach, and I have bailus to make a shliach, I have bailus to make a tanai. If I can't make a shliach, I don't have bailus to make a shliach, I don't have bailus to make a tanai. Pnei Yeshua says just the opposite. The fact that I can make a shliach shows it's not a major league maisa. It's not a major league maisa. I could be mevatel et bedibor. However,
so how does it fit with the Gemara? How does Pnei Yeshua fit with the Gemara?
The Gemara is beautiful. Where do we learn out Tanahim from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain? Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, that's a maisa Moshe could do through a shliach. It's not a real maisa, so Moshe could be mevatel with a tanai. But chalitza, which is a real maisa, because you have to do it yourself, that lo yasi dibur mevatel maisa. That's how the Pnei Yeshua would read the Gemara. Now, I would ask on the Pnei Yeshua, if the reason why tanai doesn't help by a real maisa is because a tanai is words and maisa is an act, and lo yasi dibur mevatel maisa, so even if I could do it through a shliach, it's still a maisa, albeit a weak one, I shouldn't be able to make a tanai. The Ritva seems to say like the Pnei Yeshua. The Ritva says, V'af agav d'loi gamrina mitanai b'nei god b'nei ruvein l'gabe tanai kafel v'hein kodim l'lav. We don't learn everything out from tanai b'nei ruvein. We don't learn out that it has to be doubled. We don't learn out that the yes has to come before no. This we do learn out. The Svarahu. The Kivan de Maisa de Loy Olam Kule Hai de Lesai de Shliach. Since it's such a strong Maisa that you can't do it through a Shliach, a Tanai doesn't work. So the Pnei Yeshua seems to be saying a Svara like. The Ritva seems to be saying a Svara the way we learned the Pnei Yeshua, that a really strong maisa lo yasi tanai mevatel maisa. The million-dollar question is that what's the halacha if a person wants to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Archayim Siman Lamed Daled, have kavana that the one that is aliba dehilchasa, I'm being yotzei maichoiv. Because otherwise you get into an issue of Baal Tosef. Question. That means you can make a tanai in putting on tefillin. Could I have someone put on tefillin for me? It's a mitzvah shebegufay. And yet a tanai works. Or Simen Mem Vav. Where we say in the morning, before Rabbi Shmuel Omer, when you say Shema, the halacha is you should say Baruch Shem, in case if the tzibur is not... doesn't say Shema Bezmanoi, so you're masne, that if I don't end up saying Shema Bezmanoi, I want to be Yoytze now. Otherwise, it should be Kakar B'Torah. That means you can make a Tanai in Kriya Shema. Or a famous Tanai is the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer, where you say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm eating the Afikoyman now, and then I'll eat the meal after Chatzos, and I'm allowed to eat after Chatzos, because this man of the Afikoman is over. And if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, so then I'll be Yotzi Afikoman later, after my Suda. How could you make a Tanai? You can't ask someone else to eat Afikoman for you. Meaning, we could use whether Toysus is Svara or the Pnei Yeshua Svara, how could you make a Tanai in mitzvahs? According to Toysus, if I can't appoint a shliach, means I don't have bailus over the situation. If I don't have bailus over the situation, then how could I make a tanai? According to the Pnei Yeshua, if I can appoint a shliach, it's a full-fledged maisa. So lo yasi dibur mevatel maisa. So how could I make a tanai? So that's what we're going to address today. So let's see Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, there are two types of agencies. That without shlichas to act is nothing. You can't divorce your friend's wife for him. Or shliach to sell. A person can't sell something that doesn't belong to him without shlichas. Or So these are instances that without shlichus, what you're doing is nothing. Or heicha de guf hamaisa ein sarach shlichus. Let's say where the act doesn't need shlichus. Let's say shlichus l'dvar avera, where I'm doing the avera, and the shlichus is just there to attribute the maisa to the mishaleach. Uva oifen arishin, in the first situation without the shlichus, where the maisa is not chal at all. The dafka habaylam yeshlem akoch lefol chaloy sadin v'lay achar. Only the baylam could effectuate. Ella duchshu ois shliach, just when he makes the shliach, who meiser koyach la shliach, he's giving that ability to the shliach. V'ze einoy shayach, this is only shayach, ella hecha sha adam hu apoyal es chaloy sadin. This is only shayach, only where the person is effectuating the chalois. Aval hecha sha adin chal me'ela v'aydei ha'maisa. But where the din is chal by itself through the maisa, the din that you need shlichos to be able to effectuate any type of maisa, that only is true where the person is making the chalois. But if the chalois happens by itself through the maisa, you can't give that to a shliach. Why? Digam hu ba'atzmoy ein lo yekach lahater la'asar. He himself can't do it. Let's give an example. Ula dugma, begerishin. Shahabal hu hamater. The husband is the mater. Yuchal limser koichel shliach lahater. He could give that ability to the shliach. By gerishin, the bal is mater his wife. So since his maisa, in his control, is mater his wife, he could give that over to someone else. Ava b'chalitza, is the maisa of chalitza mater? Imkein, Ein lahayavam koyach lahater. Then the yavam has no koyach to be matter. V'lo yuchal limsar koyach ha-heter al-shech. He can't give the koyach ha-heter to the shliach. Demilsa di'i ulay matzi. Something that he can't do, he can't give over. The maisa is only mutares if it's done through the yavam or the yavama. And therefore shlichas doesn't help. That the shliach should be like the yavam. For example, could a kohen make a zar, a shliach, to do the avoda? That he should be like a kohen? Look at the end over here. Mishum hachi loy mahani batnai kamoi bechalitza, dekivan da heter chal mei elav loy shayach lahatel tnai bechalois haheter. Listen to what Rabbi Chanan is saying. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know when you can make a shliach? You can only make a shliach if you have the capacity to do something. Then you could give it over to someone else. But what if you're not doing it? What if the effectuation happens by itself? The maisa is poyal the chalois, not the adam. By gerushin, the Baal is matir, the Adam is matir, he could then give it over to the shliach. But by chalitza, it's not the Adam that's matir, it's the maisa that's matir. So I can't give it over to you. I can't give you over the maisa. Okay, yesh, we could try to figure out why is that? What proof does Rabbi Chanan have that by gerushin the bal is matir and by chalitza the act of chalitza is matir? But if you accept that there's a difference between the person and the act, that if it's the person can give over his personage to someone else. If it's the act, he can't give over the chalitza to someone else. Rabbi Chanan says, likewise, a tnai could only help if I'm doing it. So I'm doing it, I will determine how it's done. But if I'm not doing it, it's the act that does it. I can't make a tanai. If I by chalitza, I can't make a shliach. Why? Because it's the act. If it's the act and it's not me, I can't make a tanai. By gerushin, it's me. If it's me, I can make a tanai. So comes Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, and he says, this might explain why you can make a tanai in mitzvahs. What's the reason why I can't make a tanai in chalitza? Because I'm not the bailam in it. Why am I not the bailam in it? Because I'm not the one making the chalos, it's the act making the chalos. It happens by itself. But by mitzvahs, says Reb Scheinberg, the reason why I can't appoint a shliach is not because I'm not the bailam on the chalos happens by itself. It's a separate din. Mitzvah shebegufay. My body has to be the one doing the mitzvah. Okay, this is how Rav Scheinberg explains based on Rav Elchanan. These are the Maror Mekoyimos provided on this subject by the Daf HaShavua program. I want to share with you, I think, and to my mind, a more straightforward approach to this. And this is presented by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Again, the simple question is that we have two svarais. Why only an act that you could do through a shliach you can make a tanai? Taisa says, if I'm enough of a bailim that I can make a shliach, I can make a tanai. If I'm not enough of a bailim to make a shliach, then I can't make a tanai. So which we ask, well, you're not enough of a bailim to over mitzvahs to appoint someone to do it, so how could you make a tanai? Or according to the Pnei Yeshua, if it's not a strong act because I can make a shliach, then I can make a tanai. But if it's such a strong act that I can't have someone else do it for me, I can't be mevato b'dibor. So then how could you make a tanai in mitzvahs? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mekrei Kodesh, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Vav, it looks like. In the footnotes, he brings as follows. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank that my son-in-law asked in the name of Shimon Shkup, how does a tanai help in tefillin? But it's EF Shal Yidei Shliach. To which Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, we could use a Ramban in Baba Basra. Why could a Nazir make a Tanai? He can't make a Shliach to do the Naziris for him. Why could he make a Tanai? Because we only learn out from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain when it's a Tanai Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. But a Tanai Bein Adam L'Atzmoi always works. You hear the Ramban? The situation of B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain is B'nai Adam L'Chaver. Moshe Rabbeinu is making a stipulation. It's between two parties. But when I'm doing a mitzvah, it's between me and myself. Then a tanai does work. What would the logic of that be? I would say the logic is, it's a matter of control. When I'm dealing with you, how do I determine if I have enough control over the situation that I can make a stipulation? If I control the situation, I can have someone do it for me. So then, if I can have somebody do it for me, so then I can make a tanai. That's the barometer to determine what level my control is over the situation. But that's between two parties. Masha'im Kain, if it's between me and myself, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, then I don't have to ask myself, do I have enough control over the situation? What do you mean, do I have enough control over the situation? It's my situation. It's my mitzvah. I only have to determine, right? So the issue is like this. Can a person make a tanai? So we say, what do you mean make a tanai? You're dealing with, it's between you and somebody else. Yeah. Maybe you don't have enough control over the situation to make a tenai in the stipulation between you and someone else. So we say, no. If I have enough control of the situation, like Tosfos says, that I can make a shliach, then I have enough control to make a tenai. But says the Ramban, that's only bein adam l'chaveroi. But bein adam l'atzmoi, then we don't learn out from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. You have to be able to make a shliach. And I think the logic is, because if it's between you and yourself, you are already the only governing individual over the situation. We don't have to determine, do you have enough control? There's no lack of control. You're the one doing it. That's how I believe Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank would answer this kasha of the Achroinim, that if Tanaim we learn out from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven only in situations where you can make a shliach, then how could you make a tanai in a mitzvah? No, a mitzvah is different, the Ramban and Bava Basra says. A mitzvah is bein adam la'atzmai. But in the footnotes of the Har Tzvi, in the Mekorei Kodesh, there are notes called Harei Kedem. Harei Kodesh. Harei Kodesh was written by Rav Yosef Kohen, the father of Rav David Kohen. And I had this chus when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael. I once heard a shir from Rav Yosef Kohen, the father of the Kohen Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. He's the one who put together the Mekorei Kodesh. He has footnotes. He quotes the Mishkanos Yaakov that asks this question that we're asking on Tosfos, that if the source of Tnaim is B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, and Tosfos is saying you can only make a Tnai if it's Efshar Al Yidei Shliach, because only then you're the Bailim, so then why are you allowed to make a Tnai in Mitzvahs? And the Mishkanos Yaakov says that based on Tosfos we have an answer. Since the mice is so much in your control, you can make a tenai. The hezber is that if I can't make a shliach, there's a chesaron in my bailus over the situation, so I can't make a tenai in the situation. But says the Mishkanos Yaakov, a mitzvah that's a chayv on a person, let's say kriya shema, tefillin, afikoyman, is there any chesaron in the bailus? You see, if Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Bnei God, if you go over Le'Yarden and you fight for Klal Yisrael, I'll give you Le'Ever Le'Yarden. And if you don't, I won't give it to you. So now there's a struggle here between two parties. How much control does Moshe Rabbeinu have to say he's only going to give the Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, if they fulfill their end of the deal? So then there's a compelling logic. If Moshe Rabbeinu controls the situation, ad kedei kach, he could even have Yoshua ben Nun give the land, so he doesn't even have to do it himself, he could appoint someone else, so then he has enough control to make a tenai. However, if he does not have enough control over the situation, to appoint the shliach, he does not have enough control to make a tenai. So Rabbi Yosef Kohen says, this could be what the Ramban means. Bein adam l'chaveroi, you need to have bailus. And if you don't have bailus that you can make a shliach, then you can't make a tenai. Masha'in kein, bein adam la'atzmoi, it's not again anybody else. Why should it be tolei on the bailus of the masna? It's not noigea anybody else. You're the only bailum over here. Okay? That's what we got today. So again, just to summarize. Tosfos says, the Gemara says, we learn out Tanam from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Therefore, only Tanam that you can make a shlech, you can make a Tanai. Tanam that you can't make a shlech, you can't make a Tanai. Tosfos asks, but we don't just arbitrarily learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. There has to be a logic to it. So what's the logic only where you can make a shliach? So we have a machlokes Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos says, if you could make a shliach, that shows the maisis biyadai, you're a bailim, so you can make a tanai. If you can't make a shliach, it's not biyadai, you can't make a tanai. Pnei Yeshua, the Ritva learns the opposite. That if you can make a shliach, it means it's a weaker maisa. It's a weaker maisa, you could be mevatel at bedibor. If you can't make a shliach, it's a strong maisa. It's a strong maisa, you can't be mevatel b'dibor. We ask, according to both mahalchem, how could you make a tanai in a mitzvah? You can't make a shliach, so it shows it's a strong maisa, and it shows you have a lack of bailus. And ultimately, the answer that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank gives and that Rabbi Yosef Cohen gives is that it only shows a lack of bailus if there's another party involved. So then we have a question, who's in control of the situation? But if it's just between you and yourself, because it's a matter of kiyam ha-mitzvah, then we say that it is not relevant whether you're able to make a shliach, because there's no question about your bailus over the situation. Okay, everyone? That's what we got today. Have a wonderful day. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
How do you determine when you have a maisa and a baal? How do you know which one is stronger? Look, for example, you have someone's making a kinyan. You're going to buy something. In that case, obviously the baal can make the shliach. So you say it's not the maisa that's ikker, but chalitza, you say the maisa is the ikker. How do you determine which one's stronger, the baal or the maisa?
The baal? We don't. It's not a matter of determining whether the baal is stronger or the maisa. By chalitza, you mean who determining who makes the chalois, the person or the act?
Right.
It seems like chalitza is gzeres hakosav.
So I was thinking there is a difference, and I don't know if this is true, but every time if a shliach could do the same thing, then you can make a shliach. If a shliach can't do it, you can't. In other words, shliach could go buy something from somebody. If you could make a shliach, he says, I'm buying it myself, you're allowed to. With chalitza, you need to bow to do the chalitza. You can't send a shliach because the shliach can't do it himself. Is that possible if that's the difference?
Yeah, I hear. Why can't you send a shliach for chalitza?
Because you need the bow to do the physical chalitza.
So if you need the bow, then what? The maisa does it and not the bow?
Then the maisa does it and not therefore the bow cannot make a shliach. But if it's you're making a shliach to do something, and the shliach can say, I don't want it, I'll do it myself, like buying something, there you're allowed to make a shliach.
You can make a shliach if the baal could do it himself. So by gerushin you could make a shliach, and by kedushin you could do a shliach, even though by kedushin he could do it himself. By gerushin he can't do it himself, right?
Gerushin's a problem,
yeah. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkayach, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.